first the five situations.
Yes.
So she was asking, there's a line that says, now by sorrow can even the slightest good come. So the question is, how does that work with the natural process of grieving that is filled with sorrow? Is it possible to be sad without being untouchable?
Well, I mean, I think there's a grief at separation from the loved, and when and then there's wallowing in grief because one one feels that it shouldn't be this way. Why is it this way? Or there's any number of reasons where one can. There's cultures that actually, you have to, if you're not grieving in a really dramatic way, then you're really, you're just not a good son or a good daughter. It's like. So I think the Chinese are like that, isn't it? you actually hire people to help grieve for you. Just a whole profession. Professional griever. it's getting a balance of understanding where these feelings come from, and the grief of separation from the love. Say and getting in perspective. Say like when Ajahn Chah died, I didn't grieve. I did my grieving, before when he was ill, knowing that this process was really inexorable, and just really working through that separation from somebody who I truly loved and respected, but when he died, then it sort of kind of work through those feelings of loss and separation, so that and that's something that we I think it's that's why we need to make these things conscious, is because so often we just like that, can't we talk about something more pleasant? Don't want to deal with it. I'm not going to deal with it. And then having pushed it away, not really reflected on realities of existence, and then one's hit with a sense of loss or shock or pain because of it, having not reflected on it. So then those actual and being able to be willing to confront and reflect and investigate on these realities, not in a way to make yourself miserable and depressed because life sucks. It's more like. Or like, oh, these are realities that I really have to get my mind around. I really have to understand. This is painful, this human condition. There are these realities that I have to understand. And what does it make my heart feel like? And how do I work with that? How do I counter that? What do I bring up that helps to really see it clearly or to alleviate it or to really be free from that. Then you're really, really working with it. And then it ceases to be a source of sorrow.